Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. We first want to thank those joining us here on the radio dial this morning at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great show coming up for you this half hour. As you know, we try to mix it up with a little bit of music, a little bit of books. Today we're going to kick things off by speaking with author Holla Resnick. She's here to talk to us about her journey as a mother and what led her to write the book Little Patient, Big Doctor. I think this is going to really resonate with mothers and fathers as they talk about their own children, how they're trying to provide the best for their child, especially when it comes to illnesses that come up or health issues. At 45 minutes past the hour on the music side, we'll be hearing from recording group Jatan. They have a new single that's actually written by and produced by legendary recording artist Leon Huff, Please Come Home for Christmas, and that'll be getting you ready for the holiday season. Again, a great show coming up for you. Glad you all could join us on the program this morning. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have Holla Resnick joining us live. Holla, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me and allowing me the opportunity to connect to all your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that, Holla, and we appreciate you for giving us this book. Now, my regular listeners know I'm not a parent, Holla, but what I do find interesting as I do kind of maneuver being a try to be a good uncle, is how when it comes to children, one thing that I think all parents have in common is that they want the best for their child. I want to start off with your journey and ask you this question, Holla. Did you, before you went through what you did with your own children, had you thought about writing a book before?
You know, it had always crossed my mind because I'm one of those people who really likes to connect to everyone and help out, and I thought that by writing I could reach the widest audience possible, but I never thought about writing a book about this topic at all. It never crossed my mind. It's just that my experiences so moved me that I really wanted to reach out and be able to impact others.
Yeah, and you are doing just that. I was actually reading an interview that you did just a couple weeks ago, Holla, and you were talking about what it's been, how it actually brings tears to your eyes to read how people are being able to resonate with your book. Do you feel as though you've accomplished what you wanted to? And what I feel like that is to raise awareness, for one thing, of the different options out there for parents and those taking care of children, and also to know that people are not alone in what they're going through. Do you feel like you've reached that objective?
You know, when I wrote Little Patient, Big Doctor, every single word I wrote, and I truly went through so many edits and rewrites, I wrote with the purpose of being able to connect to the reader and inspire them. And I do think that I've hit that chord because I get so often so many emails from parents who say, I read your book and it came to me at just the right time, and I realized how important it is to go after a particular avenue for health for my child that they didn't. And so many people are giving this to their friends who are just having babies because it's so important to, as a parent, whether you're a mother or a father, to trust your gut with your kid and to really support them and stand up for what they need. And I think that's what really comes through powerfully in Little Patient, Big Doctor.
There's a word that sticks out to me in your biography, Holla, and that is an advocate. I think all parents need that. They need to know that there's somebody in their corner, and I think to have someone like you who is not just telling them what they think but what you've experienced, helps them in their own journeys. They're having to make what are very difficult decisions sometimes and choices when it comes to children because, of course, as I said earlier, you know, most parents want, you know, the very best for their children. And so, you know, to know that there's someone in here who can give them, you know, another side of the experience is great. Again, the book is called Little Patient, Big Doctor. We're speaking to Holla Resnick. She's talking to us about the book, how it all came about. Holla, talk to us about the decision making. Because, you know, for you, you know, we read about how you kind of at times would just become exhausted. There was that one scene that, man, really grabs you where you're sitting in the car and it's raining and you start crying. Right. And you literally cry yourself to sleep. That you're just so exhausted. Talk to us about what it's like for you now to look back on those times and those epiphanies that came to you, and those individuals as well in your life, to help you kind of continue on, to make sure that you are providing the very best for your children.
You know, I think as parents, it's very challenging when we see our children go through difficulties, whether it's as simple as a kid bullying them in school, or they're upset that a friend pushed them, or more complicated health issues. I think it's very painful for parents. And when you are dealing with a health challenge, it is exhausting. You really do take yourself to the point of collapse. And I think that what helps parents through this is to find a support group of family or friends, which is really what helped me. Without my mother and my husband, I don't really think that we could have provided the kind of help that my kids needed. And I can't emphasize enough to find that network of support that you have and to cultivate it. I mean, even if you don't have children and you're not married, as people, we're very much connected to each other and we draw our strengths from each other. So yeah. That to me is one of the most important things to have in life.
And we should mention, Hala, for those who have not read the book, that it wasn't just your children that needed you. You needed to take care of yourself as well. You had your own issues that you were dealing with, and that does compound the issue sometimes for parents, because they sometimes feel guilty for thinking about themselves when you have a child who has nobody really but you to think about. There was that one scene that sticks out to me in the book as you discuss with the reader about your own self, and you were, it was suggested to you that you take medication to help you deal with the stress you're dealing with. And you're like, you know, it's not that you need to mask the stress, you need to take care of it. That was such a powerful thing to me, because I thought so many times, and this is not to knock, not necessarily to knock knock prescriptions and drugs that are out there, but I think a lot of times they do seem to not actually deal with the issue, but just kind of cover it over. Why was that so important for you?
You know, I what you're referring to is I would go to a doctor for a checkup, and I was so worked up and falling apart myself, because I so much that I was dealing with at home with five kids and two that had all kind of had my hands full with their health issues, that I just couldn't take it anymore. And repeatedly I hear the doctor say to me, you know, you should really take some anti-anxiety pills. It'll take the edge off. And it just, you know, Cyrus, it just makes no sense to me to take a pill to take the edge off. The problem is, let's solve what's going on around me. That's what'll take the edge off. It's almost as if, you know, taking pot to just calm you, you know. It just makes no sense to me what we're doing. And it would take the edge off, but it doesn't solve the underlying problem. And without that, excuse me, without having that tension and stress that's in you, I'm not really sure I would have reacted the same way. I think having that edge sometimes can be useful to us, and having that pressure that's on us. And we find a way out. We find the support network that we need. We find the solution for the health that we have. But to drug ourselves into kind of, you know, thinking that nothing's happening around us just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I totally agree with you, and you and I definitely agree on that point, because you even talked about with your son, I think at that time it was Ethan, you referred to him and you said you weren't looking to limit him. You were looking to help him be able to live his best life, I mean, to heal him. I think is the way that you put it. And I think it's so important that we do look for the solution. And that's why I think this book is so important, because you actually, it seems like to me, and I'll have you talk about this, not to put words in your mouth, but it seems like you took a mind-body-spirit approach to this and trying to address the whole person. How important was that for you to kind of really identify all the areas of your life that needed attention and to try to cater to them?
I actually think that any medical issue that we have comes down to a holistic approach to health. Very rarely do you have a situation where you trip and fall and you break your leg and it's very clear that that's what it was. When you have a physical breakdown, I do think it's important to look at what is spiritually affecting you emotionally and physically and kind of put that all together. And with Ethan, you're talking about, he's my son with significant allergies. He's allergic to dairy and eggs and meat and chicken and lamb at the time and nuts and beans. It was very hard to feed him. And to me, it wasn't enough to just go and take the medical approach and say, let's keep him away from these foods. I really wanted to address himself as a whole person and make sure that I gave him nutritional support from other angles, make sure that emotionally and psychologically he didn't define himself by his allergies and his sickness, which I think is so key, because once we define ourselves as sick, then we react in a certain way in all situations. It kind of reinforces that. So with Ethan, it was so important to me that he laughs and he loves life and he wants to try things and he doesn't sit back and cower and be afraid of touching everything because he thought he'd have an allergic reaction to it. So I think that a holistic approach is key. You really cannot address any health issue without taking stock of your whole life and see what it is that brought you to this point. Because when our bodies break down, it's not just the physical breakdown. It really other things contributed to it.
Exactly. I totally agree. Again, we're speaking to Holla Resnick. She's the author of the book, Little Patient, Big Doctor, One Mother's Journey. She's taking us through that journey, not just of what it's like to take care of her children, but also to make sure that she's taking care of herself. And I think, Holla, that is so key, because if we do not take care of ourselves, there's no way we're going to be able to be there for those who do need us and are there that we need to take care of. And there, you know, even though the book is serious, I should say for listeners who I have not read the book, and we're going to tell you how to get your copy here in a moment, that you approach this in a way, I think, Holla, that people can kind of laugh a little bit too. I love the way you talk about the musical beds, where really nobody is. There was one point where everybody was up, and so you know there was really no real rest for anyone. But I think that kind of goes with the territory, and it's one of those things that you just learn to deal with. As people are learning about the book, and we're at a time where families are coming together, I think this is a great discussion piece, Holla. What would you say to individuals who haven't read the book that may be considering it after this conversation? What do you hope they will take away from it if they order it?
My hope is that every person who picks up this book is inspired to live their life to their best. And that's it. That is my key for this, because I don't do this approach in a preachy manner. I really just shared my own life and opened up my heart. And it wasn't very easy to write or to do, but my desire is that by someone picking up this book, it will make their life a little bit easier in something that they're faced. And you talk about taking care of ourselves. We can say that to ourselves every single day, and we can't hear that message enough, because it is so easy to put yourself last when you're a parent. You could tell me that 10 times a day, and I probably haven't heard it enough. That's really how it goes.
Yeah, and so that's why I think this is such an important conversation that you have contributed to, Holla, and I'm so glad that you've written
Thank
the book.
You.
Again, the title of the book, Little Patient, Big Doctor. Go ahead and give out your website. It's very easy, but go ahead and give that out for our listeners to be able to find out more information.
Sure. It's Little Patient, Big Doctor, all spelled out completely, .com, littlepatientbigdoctor.com.
See, guys, I told you it was easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Just the title of the book, and you can find out more information about Holla and also what others are saying about the book, and then, of course, get your own copy as well. Holla, congratulations again, and
thank you
so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Cyrus. Without you, I really could not get this out there, so I really appreciate your help.
Hey, no problem. We're glad to do it, Holla. And for our listeners now, for our musical break, as I mentioned, here is Jatan with Please Come Home for Christmas. We'll be right back with Conversations Live this morning. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.